Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you all very much for joining us in today's edition of the program Heaven in Grief. I'm Fatima Shamili. We have come together on the occasion of the martyrdom of Imam Hadi alayhi salam, our 10th Imam. And inshallah, we hope that we will have some blessed moments to talk about the life of this great Imam. With me in the studio today is Dr. Radia Batul Najafi. Salaam alaikum, doctor. Thank you very much for being here.
Wa alaikum salaam wa rahmatullah.
Thank you very much for being here in the studio with us, for giving us some of your time.
No, I'm so blessed. You know, whenever we have any show regarding A'imma alaihimus salaam, I feel that, you know, this is a great opportunity that Imam has given to us.
Okay, so I think that, you know, when you look at the life of Imam Hadi alayhi salam in a glance, you will see that he tried very much to highlight the role of imamat throughout his life. So he was the grandfather of our awaited Imam, Imam Mahdi, ajallallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And he, in his role, in his share, tried very hard. Although he was kept in prison and he was kept under strict control by Mutawakkil, the caliph of that time, however, he chose deputies or nawab to somehow convey his message to the people, to the followers of the Ahlul Bayt. So let's begin with that. What were the measures that Imam Hadi alayhi salam took to highlight the role of the awaited Imam, and to familiarize people with the concept that, okay, soon there will be an Imam who is there, but not all of you can see, right?
Exactly. As a true awaiter, inshallah, in this living in this major occultation, I think we have to reflect a lot and connect a lot to Imam Hadi alayhi salam. And unfortunately, usually people, they don't know in detail about the seerah and character and the sacrifices of Imam alayhi salam. Mm-hmm. Imam Hadi alayhi salam is the first Imam who has been moved and migrated from city of Medina by force towards Baghdad and Samarra. And more than 20 years in that critical situation, Imam Hadi alayhi salam, where, you know, he could not talk to address his lovers, his followers, his companions directly. So that moment, because he was the first one, yeah, so he is establishing beautiful, the techniques of A'imma alayhi salam are so amazing.
He was so young, right?
Exactly. He was only 7 or 8 when he became an imam, yeah? And then he was in the city of Medina for approximately 13 years. And
so after 20 years.
Yeah, in his 20s, in very young age, he is in Samarra. And Samarra, we know that it is worse than a prison, because Mutawakkil was the worst, you know, caliph of Abbasid. And Imam Ali alayhi salam has mentioned about him in Nahjul Balagha. You know, like Imam Ali would see that one of his son would meet Mutawakkil, and how much, you know, operation he would do to my son Hadi alayhi salam. Mm-hmm. So that was so painful time for A'imma alayhi salam, or for the lovers of A'imma alayhi salam. So now the role of Imam, about Imamat, is so outstanding, because inshallah we are going to talk about Ziyarat Ghadiriyya, mm-hmm. number one, yeah. The gift which we have from Imam Hadi alayhi salam. Number two, Ziyarat Jami'ah. Why these two very essential ziyarat has been taught by Imam Hadi? Mm-hmm. Because he knew that this shift from Medina towards Samarra, and then the next Imam Hasan Askari, he would spend his whole life in Samarra. So he's just bringing that beautiful perspective of somehow we can say minor kind of, you know, like pre-minor occultation. You know, like, because if you don't have access to Imam, then how? Like how Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, you know, he also didn't have access to talk, to deliver a sermon. So he started to pray, to address Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
Right.
So by his ad'iya, by his prayers, he started to propagate his message.
Right.
So over here, even because it wasn't Medina. In Medina, Imam Sajjad would sit in the very public place, like Masjid al-Haram, like Kaaba, like, you know, Baqi,
right.
And people would listen
see
to his dua.
Right.
But here, Imam is constantly under the eyes of, you know, the rulers,
guards,
guards, and he doesn't have any access to public. So now he started to use the medium of representative, naib, and muwakkil, wakil means deputies, and that was, and again, letters, you know, the way Imam used to write a letter. So it shows, like, the way we have a beautiful book from Ayatollah Khamenei, 250 years man,
mm-hmm.
means a'imma alayhim salam, all 12 imams.
Right, they all followed one path.
Exactly, the one path. So this turn was so important in the time of Imam Hadi alayhi salam. So he's just giving so much wisdom towards Imam, the role of Imam, you know, and what is going on in future.
Mm-hmm.
And he was preparing us mentally that if you don't have physical access to your Imam in his city, otherwise, yeah, definitely other people, they don't have it even in the time of other Imam alayhi salam.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you don't have anyone to reach to Imam, then you have to use the medium of representative and naib and faqih and, you know, the specialist or experts, you know, which we
the
are
scholars.
Trying nowadays, scholars, right. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. We still have a lot to say about Imam Hadi alayhi salam, but we're going to go for a very short break. This is Heaven and Grief, a special program on the martyrdom of Imam Hadi alayhi salam. Don't go away. Inshallah, we will be right back.
The 10th of the 12 Shia Imams, Imam Ali al-Naqi, also called Hadi, was born on 15th of Dhul-Hijjah, 212 after Hijrah in Holy Medina. This holy Imam was at the helm of the Shia Muslim world at the young age of 8, just like his father, Imam Jawad, who had also become the Shia Imam at the same age. The life of Imam Hadi was coincident with a forceful wave of heretic thoughts in the Muslim community. In this era, it was a public belief that God has hand and legs and a body, and if anyone opposed this belief, he was called an unbeliever. In such an intense time, Imam Hadi taught the most profound notions of God's unity, Tawheed, to the Shia Muslims and protected this community from those deviant thoughts. The Abbasid caliphs were also aware of the significance of this event, and this led to more restrictions on the last imams. For this reason, Mutawakkil, the Abbasid ruler, summoned Imam Hadi from Medina to Samarra, where the imam was forced to settle in a military base. At that time, the Shias were scattered across the world, and the wide network of deputies was the only way to reach out to Imam Hadi. The residence of Imam Hadi in a military base had even made it more difficult and sometimes impossible for Shias to meet this holy imam in person. One of the greatest legacies of Imam Hadi is the numerous written prayers by this holy imam. These prayers contain the most profound and weighty Islamic beliefs and ethics in a simple language for the public. Furthermore, these prayers were commonly read by the people at the sacred shrines as an act of pilgrimage, which is a display of love and affection of the Shias towards their holy imams. Jama al-Kabira, one of the best written prayers in the hands of the Shia Muslims, is narrated from Imam Hadi. This prayer is a perfect manifest of beliefs for any Shia Muslim, almost addressing all aspects of Shia ideology such as God's unity, Tawheed, prophethood, imamate, and the resurrection day. This prayer is recommended to be read at the shrines of all imams. The Abbasid Caliphate always insisted to create a cynical view of the Shia Muslims and their holy infallible imams among the masses. Therefore, they sponsored a group of people to pretend being Shia Muslims and claim that the holy imams are the god. Not so long after their creation, this group faced strong opposition by Imam Hadi. Later on, this group was excluded from the Shia community and was named Bolat, meaning the people who exaggerated. In such a disturbed era, Imam Hadi could train a small number of students to educate the Shia Muslims and teach them about the narrations of the Holy Prophet and his pure household. Abdul Azim al-Hassani was one of the most distinguishing students of Imam Hadi. He was a loyal companion of Imam Hadi and a scholarly figure among the Shia community. Today, his memory is revered and his shrine is a sacred site in the Iranian capital, Tehran. Finally, the Abbasid Caliph martyred Imam Hadi at the age of 42 in 254 after Hijrah. The pure body of this holy imam was laid to rest in Samarra in today's Iraq.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters in Islam. This is the program Heaven in Grief, a special episode on the occasion of the martyrdom of Imam Hadi alayhi salam. I hope that you listened to the first half of the show, in which we talked about the role of Imam Hadi alayhi salam in making people used to the concept of representative and deputies, and the Imam who is not so present because he was so much under the pressure of the caliph of the time, Mutawakkil. So, Dr. Najafi, let's talk about the first gift that we have from Imam Hadi alayhi salam, which is the Ziyara of Ghadir. Let's talk about that. Where can we read it? What is the message in this Ziyara?
Yeah, definitely. When we talk about Imamat, so we have to start from Ghadir. Mm-hmm. So Imam Hadi alayhi salam, sitting in the city of Samarra, he's just pointing out the markaz, the center, you know, the source where our prophet, he has been nominated or somehow introduced, you know, like professionally means, you know, like in the public, that who is the first imam. So the first successor of Rasulullah has been nominated in the day of Ghadir, and that is the start of imamad. So imam is just teaching us that how should you respect that day and how you should address your imam. So ziyarat means, again, you know, a university. I'm just again asking that, you know, you shouldn't stop after this program that, oh yeah, I have done enough to my Imam Hadi alayhi salam, because today is Shahadat, so alhamdulillah, I have done one majlis, one lecture. No, at least we should give, you know, like he's a 10th imam, so more 10 hours in our life, you know, until next year, something we have to work about, you know, our imam, like to get more connected to him. So number one, we can just open up, you will get it. And even in, I think, Mafatih al-Jinan and so many famous books. You know, it's very common. Even if you Google, you will get it, that how Imam is introducing Imam Ali alayhi salam and the importance of Ghadiriyah. And then after Ziyarat al-Ghadiriyah, we have one more gift. Which is that one?
Ziyarat Jama Kabira.
Yeah. I'm sure, like, in Iran, it's so common.
Yeah,
like,
alhamdulillah.
Exactly.
I think, you know, living in the city of Qom and in Iran, it's so amazing, because every week on Thursday nights, after Dua Kumail in the Haram of Bibi Masuma and the Shrine of Bibi Masuma, they recite Ziyara Jama Kabira. And I think that this, I mean, personally for me, this dua is very meaningful. Because maybe, I mean, I'm sure that I don't understand all of the parts, like the philosophy behind all of the parts. It's a very heavy kind of dua with a lot of messages. It's like a university, like a full course on imamate. And it's very important that we educate ourselves, especially as women, so we can teach it to our kids, you know. But it's an amazing dua that starts, you know, it, like there's a beginning and there's a middle and there's an end, and it touches upon such small details that even one phrase can be enough for you to think about for one
exactly.
week, you know.
So why do we call it Jami'ah? Jami'ah means comprehensive.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, during my trip for tabligh, for preaching, I've seen many people, they are unaware of this ziyara.
Mm-hmm.
So ziyarat al-jami'ah, maybe if you're reciting it first time, you will feel it that it's a lengthy ziyarat, because mm-hmm. it's a comprehensive ziyarat. Jami'ah, and the most authentic, one of the most authentic ziyarat is ziyarat al-jami'ah. Nakhai, he was a companion of Imam Hadi. He came and he requested Imam Hadi alayhi salam, Nakhai, you know, and we are so much thankful to Nakhai that if he would
had
not ask,
forward,
then we could not have this beautiful treasure.
Yeah, true.
And sometimes, truly, you know, Fatima Jan, I feel that like how we have Joshan-e Kabir for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the way we just describe the beautiful attributes of Allah by reciting Joshan-e Kabir, you know. If you come to Ahlul Bayt, to A'imma alayhimus salam, you feel the same thing in Ziyarat al-Jami'ah. Mm-hmm. Because more than 200 qualities and attributes has been mentioned in this ziyarah. So it's you know, like you can just chant You know, like the melody, the tune. It's like a qasida. Mm-hmm. It's like a beautiful, like full of rhyme. Many people, they have done this experience that, you know, if you just stand, for example, in front of Zari of Imam Radha alayhi salam, you know, it's so difficult to reach to the Zari to touch. Mm-hmm. So if you just start singing and just chanting Ziyarat-e Jami'i Kabira, you will just reach. So many people, they know by heart. And the way they recite, you know, you feel that you're not in this world. So since childhood, I remember Ayatollah Mazahiri, he has given to us the gift of Ziyarat-e Jami'i. I still have that book. And I was maybe 10 years old. And since that time, we are reciting it. And we know it by heart. So that much important this ziyarat is, because this is a norm in the city of Qom, alhamdulillah. And the way Ziyarat-e Jami'i Kabira, he says, Antum Sasatul Ibad. You know, like this part is so important. Like nowadays, politics, you know, people, they say, oh, it's a dirty game, you know. But look at Imam Hadi alayhi salam. He's introducing A'imma alayhi salam that they are Sasa. They are the best appointed, you know, like leaders by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They know how to do siyasat, you know, politics. So politics is not apart from religion. So this is the very, very important
key point.
Exactly. And number two, you know, the way he again, Imam Hadi alayhi salam, is introducing us and teaching us that, you know, bikum fatahallah, bikum yakhtim, wa bikum yunazzilul ghais. Like, A'imma alayhi salam, they are the source of all the bounties of Allah.
The channels, right.
Yeah. So, ikhtitam and iftitah. Iftitahi alam, ikhtitami alam, and iftitahi, exactly.
End.
You know, whatever we do, yeah, if we really want our a'mal, our deeds to reach to, you know, the cross, the seven heavens, and reach to the throne of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, arsh ilahi, we need this channel. And if we want something from Allah, again, we need this channel. So all the blessing goes and comes back from
through
this channel. Yeah. In dhukir al khair kuntum awwalahu wa aslahu wa far'ahu wa ma'adinahu wa ma'wahu. You know, if we see any kind of goodness, khair, so Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they are the, you know, beginning
the first, the end.
Exactly. So beautiful. Like there's no words to you know, express about Ziyarat-e Jami'i Kabira, which has been taught by Imam Hadi alayhi salam.
Thank you so much. It's really sad to hear that some Shias don't know about the existence of such dua. So inshallah, this program will be an inspiration for them, and they will open up Mafatih, or even like Dr. Radhir said, just Google it, Ziyarat Jami'i Kabira. It's an amazing gift sent down to us from Imam Hadi alayhi salam. I hope that at least in this day we can ponder upon one or two phrases of this dua and think about it a little bit more and learn from it, inshallah. Thank you for following us in today's episode of Heaven in Grief on the occasion of the martyrdom of our 10th Imam, Imam Hadi alayhi salam. May his soul rest in peace. Until another episode and another program, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.